The Bush administration is threatening to scuttle the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Bosnia in a dispute over the new International Criminal Court. Yesterday, the U.S. vetoed a six-month extension of the Bosnia peacekeeping force. The U.S. then agreed to allow the mission to continue, but only if American peacekeepers are exempted from prosecution by the new court. Negotiators have 3 days to try to come up with a compromise. Meanwhile, a temporary office for the court has opened for business in The Hague. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
With yesterday's veto, the Bush administration dramatically upped the ante in its fight to protect Americans from the new court. The International Criminal Court was created by a 1998 treaty to prosecute cases of war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. President Clinton signed the treaty, but the U.S. never ratified it. The Bush administration last month withdrew U.S. support for the court, saying it could be used as a vehicle for politically motivated prosecutions of Americans. When the U.S. failed to convince the rest of the U.N. Security Council to exempt all U.N. peacekeepers from the court's jurisdiction, the U.S. fought back yesterday as the peacekeeping mandate for Bosnia was about to expire. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher.
The U.S. vetoed the Bosnia peacekeeping extension because the Council has continued to fail to address the unacceptable risks that are posed for U.S. peacekeepers by the International Criminal Court. We are determined that our citizens not be exposed to legal jeopardy before the International Criminal Court as a result of participating in peacekeeping.
Fred Eckhart, spokesman for UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, says that failure to reach a compromise could have serious consequences in Bosnia, where UN forces had expected to remain through December.
It's hard to imagine that the mission would not be substantially damaged if it had to shut down midnight Wednesday night. There has been planning going on for months on the orderly transition to the European Union mission for the end of December this year, and that was going to take place gradually over 6 months.
The United States has only several dozen personnel in the Bosnia peacekeeping force, but it has several thousand military personnel in the much larger NATO-led force operating in the region. It's unclear how a UN pullout would affect the NATO-led force, but a State Department official says the U.S. is concerned about the well-being of all its peacekeeping forces that operate with a UN blessing. He says that includes NATO troops. But the State Department's Richard Boucher says the U.S. has not abandoned its commitment to the Balkans.
Our commitment to peace and stability in the Balkans should be beyond question. For years, we've invested heavily in Bosnia's future, militarily, politically, and financially.
There is far more at stake than just Bosnia. U.S. officials warn that Washington could veto other U.N. peacekeeping operations as well. U.N. officials ask why the U.S. doesn't just withdraw its own forces rather than vetoing an entire U.N. peacekeeping operation. William Pace leads a coalition of non-governmental organizations that support the new criminal court. He says the administration is trying to torpedo the court before it gets underway.
The court's being established to deal with the future Pol Pots, the future Milosevic's that commit ethnic cleansing. This is what this new international court is to address, and the United States knows it, and they've just used this peacekeeping issue as a smokescreen to try and globally go to war against the new court.
U.S. and U.N. officials are seeking a compromise, but the outlook is grim. Meanwhile, the State Department says the U.S. has begun to withdraw its few military observers from East Timor. U.N. diplomats say they are very concerned about the possibility of other American withdrawals around the world. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.